We're talking about kindness, Nancy. So what should we know as Christians, and what does it mean for us to be kind?
Yes, I you've been talking about it, and I think, look, the thing is, people are looking, we're all looking for kindness and compassion that we find in friends, and especially the church, you know. How many people go to church and they don't find anybody that even talks to them? Yeah, this is the thing. And we mix that with the social media, Steve, that you were talking about, which just simply is breeding this self-centeredness that leads to anxiety and this godlessness in our culture. But I think it's an opportunity, though, for Christians to counter the culture by leading with kindness. And, you know, we're made for relationships. But today, and I think, again, we don't want to give too much credit to COVID, but in this case, we have to. We've been deprived of relationships, of just being with people, especially even people we don't know. Again, this idea of being somebody who can interact with people, even though they don't know them, just simply with a thought of kindness, a prayer for somebody that is hurting that you see. Acts of kindness are inward and outward. But the idea of being kind not only is to do things, but it's to honor one another by listening to them, and not always as Christians wanting to confront, but to love and to speak with kindness, you know, there it is again, and compassion and respect. Starting with in our homes. And when that breaks down in the homes, I guarantee you it will break down in your life. Ephesians very clear on this. Ephesians 4:31-32. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, and brawling, and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as Christ forgave you. And that is the banner, that's the mantra of what Christ is calling us in the midst of everything. Mm-hmm. Be kind.
So let's take a look at the original Greek, Nancy. And I've always loved this. I'm not even remotely a Bible scholar by any means, but I've always loved where I'm being taught from the original Greek, because it just really helps to open up scripture and we can understand it more deeply. So talk about the Greek word for kindness and help us go a little bit deeper with that.
Yeah, well, that word is treistos, and it means, you know, moral goodness and integrity, but it also means the selflessness, just this idea of being merciful and compassionate. And you know, these are the very traits of God himself. So again, it's God living through us and yielding to God and not our flesh. But it's the kindness that gets into our heart. That kindness that leads to loving feelings toward the person. And the Christian compassion must go beyond the superficial and mere duty, you know. Sometimes people are selectively kind, and that's what you call a hypocrite. So we want to make sure that this kindness, this whole idea, is to being kind to whomever it is you meet, a friend or foe. And that's important, but genuine kindness, love, forgiveness, these are long-lasting. When they come from God, they are, because they come from his heart. And should we not respond in love and kindness and forgiveness to friends and foe alike? And this is kind of the point of today. We can all fake being kind, to be honest with you. And I think here now, it's being known as a kind person, beyond doing kind things which come along with that, but just having the nature of kindness. Ephesians 5:1-2, imitate God, therefore, in everything you do, because you are his dear children. Live a life filled with love, following the example of Christ. He loved us and offered himself as a sacrifice to us, a pleasing aroma of God. And it's interesting here, you know, Kelly, it's not a suggestion to mm-hmm. be kind. It's a command.
Oh, yeah.
And we, you know, and that's the thing. It's like, oh, I wonder if I'll be kind today. No, actually, we're commanded to be kind every day. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has grievance against anyone. Forgive as God forgave you. And over all of these virtues, put on love, which binds them together in perfect unity. And that's Colossians 3, 12 through 14. That's our command, and it's a big one.
Well, let me ask then, if we are talking about how, as chosen people, we are holy and dearly loved, and we're supposed to clothe ourselves with compassion and kindness. Well, doesn't this show that kindness is because God himself is good? Talk about that purpose behind God's kindness. If we're to become more like Christ and reflect that in the world, well, then it's true for God's character. Tell us a little bit about his kindness.
Yes, well, he is kind. He's the definition of kind, as in so many attributes, kindness being so important in the scripture. But as we look at the scriptures, now I was doing that this week, just looking at the scriptures, when it specifically says that kindness, because of God's kindness, this, and we see this in Titus 3, 4, 5. But when goodness and loving kindness of God our Savior appeared, he saved us, not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to his own mercy by the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit. And again, what pushed that was this idea of kindness. Look at Psalm 23, and I'm not going to read it now, but there we see through God's kindness that he leads us to green pastures and still waters, restores our soul, comforts us, prepares a table, extends goodness and mercy to us forever. That is a psalm of God's kindness to the very core of him. And it is through kindness that he will guide us and comfort us on our life's journey. Look at this, for those of you that are struggling today, Isaiah 40, 11. And he will tend his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms, and he will carry them in his bosom and gently lead those that are with young. That's a picture of our God. And it's so important that people who have this idea that God is angry and this and that and the other need to read scripture again, because it's filled with his attributes, and especially this one of his loving kindness. I just love this.
Mm-hmm. I know that, at least I think so anyway, Nancy, that we would all like to think that we are all naturally kind people, but kindness is not exactly our second nature. Talk a little bit about that, if you would.
No, I mean, when I look at this myself, you know, to clothe ourselves with godly compassion and kindness just frankly does not come natural. It just doesn't, and it doesn't last very long if it comes from our flesh. But godly kindness that brings God glory, and that's the key, whose glory are we seeking here, God's or man's? When it comes through the work of the Holy Spirit who lives in all who believe, it takes a committed and patient person to be kind to people we meet. And again, you know, it's not selective acts of kindness that God is looking for. He is looking for us to so be filled with his Spirit that our heart beats for others. And the motive behind our being kind is not about wanting something from somebody or trying to look like the good guy. It's because we want to extend God's grace that God gave us. And our acts of kindness really need to be genuine. They need to be from the heart and not flippant. when we ask somebody how their day is going, when we stop and talk to them when we're in a hurry, when we listen, and I'll say again, when Christians listen, which is a shocker to some of us, and then we can respond to them. But that is what it means to be kind. Even busy people coming to a halt and speaking through the Holy Spirit to people we don't even know, with even a hello or how are you?
Well, I think, Nancy, there is a connection and a tie between kindness and forgiveness. You know, it's hard for us to be kind if we have something that is standing in between us and a brother or sister in Christ. Share a little bit about how kindness and forgiveness go hand in hand.
Well, you know, I think this is the crux of it. And really, as we know people who are anxious and angry and bitter toward people. And I can speak to Christians that I know who are that way, who carry this chip alongside of them because somebody hurt them. But being kind is being quick to forgive those of it who have hurt us. And selfishly speaking, when we are quick to truly forgive and just dismiss that sin and not hold them against them anymore, because Christ doesn't hold our sin against us, it just seems natural that we should train ourselves to do that. But when we don't, then that anger comes in and that unsettledness, and we are thinking about them, and really it gets into a cycle that is very, very unhealthy for the one that refuses to forgive. And when we put our emotions aside and make that choice to forgive, not necessarily because we want to, but because we are doing it because God commands us to forgive. And when we show our gratitude to Jesus for his forgiveness that he's given to us by dying on the cross, when we do that, we are going to be people who forgive. And when we properly forgive and extended that kindness that demonstrates love and respect to other, even to our enemies, and God says, amazingly enough, there's a reward for that. And he says in Luke 6:35, but love your enemies and do good and lend and expect nothing in return, and your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High, for he is kind to the ungrateful and the evil. And that is a huge order for us because it doesn't come naturally. And then in Ephesians 4:32, listen, be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as Christ God forgave you. It's a big, big, big thing for us to be kind as a life pattern, to be kind and allow the Holy Spirit to speak truth and kindness with compassion to others. And when we do this, and sometimes it's just, I'm going to choose to be kind because I'm not feeling kind toward this person, it's amazing how God will step in. And if you continue to do this, I'm telling you, all of a sudden, that anger and that hostility toward others will fade away, and God will get the glory. And what a great example that is as Christians, where we can forgive and live above it through the work of the Holy Spirit. It's something we really need to do. I think Christians are looking for hypocrisy, or non-Christians are looking for hypocrisy, and they're seeing a lot of it. And I think in this way too, let's not be selective in the people to whom we're kind. When we see somebody and the Holy Spirit is nudging us, go talk to people you don't know, encourage them. And that's really the message for the day. Be kind and compassionate. What does it really cost us? Yeah, the answer is nothing.
It takes just a moment of intentional action. That's it. And that can change everything. And what I love, I was saying to Steve earlier too, Nancy, is it's contagious when people see someone performing an act of kindness and how that's appreciated. Everybody seems to just want to jump on board. And then it's easy to find the soul that's really bitter because then we know who to pray for because they're struggling with it. But it's okay. We're still going to be kind to them. And that changes everything.
Yes, it's kind of like the pay it forward. Remember when the guy was, everybody started paying it forward, and that's it. I think it is contagious. because people need to be loved today, and mm-hmm. they need to be encouraged and find kindness, you know? And it might be just you saying something nice, which is the first nice thing somebody said to them, you know, in weeks. So we need to remember when God calls us to at least give a kind hello to somebody, we need to understand that that's a call by God, and it's important. You don't have to change a tire, although that was an amazing story, Kelly, but, you know, to be kind, just an act of kindness, holding a door for somebody, that kind of thing. And I think we as the Christian community, that is a wonderful tool we have to reach out and share who God is and the difference he makes in our lives.
Amen to all of that. Hey, you listening, we want to get you connected with Nancy Fitzgerald and Anchors Away, and especially if you have a young person in your family, high school, college age, and they can benefit from biblical worldview teaching, check out her website, anchorsaway.org. If you're cruising along going, got it, and then later today you forget what the website is, just click on the resources tab at kellyandsteve.org. Easy to remember. Nancy, thanks for this today. You've inspired me. I'm going to try to be kind to Steve.
I know that's a burden, but you just do it a few times and maybe it'll come naturally.
Okay, well, I'll work on it till it becomes habit. Thank you. We'll talk to you again soon.
It's called sanctification.